When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Beckler and Shauna podcast, your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
It's Thursday, April 4th, 2024. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
And 4-4 is Shauna's birthday. Happy birthday, Shauna.
Thank you, 4-4-88.
Woo!
That's when I was born.
And that's bad luck in China or good luck?
Well, here's the thing, is one number is very lucky and the other is very unlucky. So 4 represents death and 8 represents prosperity. So
you balance it out, right?
Yeah. When Chinese people see my license plate, they always make comments, or my license rather. Yeah. They always make comments and they're like, oh, that's very, very interesting. Some think it's great. Others are like, that's terrifying. But I like it.
Are you showing your license to a lot of Chinese people on the regular?
I
guess if you're working at a liquor store.
Not anymore, right? But yeah, when they, I used to get ID'd a lot. Yes, all the time. Yeah.
What are you doing for your birthday?
Not too much. Today, I'm just going to go for a lunch drink because we wake up at the ass crack of dawn. So I'm going to meet some friends for a drink. And then Saturday, sounds real dumb, but I booked some bowling lanes.
Very nice.
So, gonna go bowling with some friends, and that's it. Yeah. Next weekend, I'm going to Fernie for their big closing weekend. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of I always do that around my birthday, some sort of ski trip with my close friends, and that's when we kind of celebrate. So that's the big thing.
Is Cliff coming up for that?
He is. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. So that's what we'll do.
Very nice.
Delayed birthday. Mm-hmm.
I had a friend of McKenna's. I want to give a shout out to her if I can. I got a gift for you from her, but I had her drop it off this morning. Her name's Jude, and she runs a jewelry store in Calgary called The Stack. So,
I have the present here. Can I open it?
You can open it if you want. Yeah, on the podcast.
Yeah,
I hope you like it.
We're doing a live ungifting. Can you imagine? I don't. This is a beautiful box. It comes in too. Yeah, The Stack. I haven't been there, but I'm gonna have to check it out.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. So there's a box, and then look at this amazing bag. Jeez. So many layers.
Thank you for narrating this for us.
You're welcome. Those are awesome.
Yeah, well, I kind of cheated because I was like, what do you want for your birthday? Tell me what you want.
Those
and I'll get
are
that.
So nice.
As opposed to just like getting something that you're not going to like. So
no, this is amazing. So it's funny because you asked me this and I was like, nothing. I don't want. And then you're like,
then
I'm going to get you
something shitty.
Yeah. So I thought about it and it's funny because then I went to Whistler and I lost my last pair of earrings in the pool.
Okay.
Like an idiot. And so I said to you, I was like, actually, you know what? I did think of something that I want. And so it's earrings. And these are beautiful. Okay, I'm going to put these on right now. Well, that is so awesome.
I think you can like sweat in them and wear them in the water and everything.
Yeah, they're great. And this is the best because they don't have a back on them, which means that I won't lose them.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Phenomenal.
So it was a success.
Yes. Thank you so much. And The Stack, that's great. What's the lady's name, sir?
Her name is Jude.
Jude. Yeah. Thank you so much, Jude. These are amazing.
We've been mentioning the out-of-bed banger to you on the show, but Shauna's actually done one better and put together a Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
With all of our out-of-bed bangers, and it's not completely up to date. Like,
nope.
We've done 200-some bangers, and I think there's like 50 songs in this playlist right now, but...
Yeah, but we've tried to go back, and yeah, we're getting there, and it's pretty fun, because I said to Beckler, I was like, I'm actually excited to listen to this myself, because it is. It's all these upbeat songs that everybody thinks are some of the best. So.
Yeah, so it should be good, like, workout music, party music, road trip music, anything where you need that mood.
Yeah.
What's the name of the playlist, the official name?
It's just Beckler and Shauna's Out of Bed Bangers. I tried to make it pretty straightforward so it's easy to find. So, but X92.9, we have a Spotify account. So even if you Google X, I think it'll come up there too. So,
and I'll throw the link to this playlist in today's podcast description if that's something that interests you. On today's show, we got into a few like fairly deep topics.
We did, which is rare for us. Well, to have that many in one show, but just how it kind of panned out today.
We talked about the afterlife. We talked about like the best and worst personality traits in people, spanking kids, like heavy topics like this,
yeah.
But some dumb stuff too.
Always.
We talked about wet t-shirts and dog shit as well. So what you've come to expect from us. Here's your out of context clip of today's show. Just leave the poop in that case.
Yeah.
Just leave the poop.
Just leave it.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
It's tax season, Shauna.
It's tax season.
Taxes.
I forgot. I need to get on that.
You have until April 30th.
Yeah, okay, good.
I heard an ad yesterday saying that April 30th is the deadline. And after that, any money owing will incur interest.
Right. Unless you own your own business. And then I think you have an extension.
June?
Mm-hmm.
June or July?
Something like that.
Don't quote me on that. Look into it if you're a business owner.
Yeah, don't take my advice. This as gospel, please. Yeah.
I also recently saw one of those TikTok videos, and it's where someone has moved to Canada, and they're pointing out the things that surprised them about living here.
Mm-hmm.
I think this woman was from the UK, and she said that she was surprised that we have to figure out our own taxes here. And I guess in some countries, that's not the case. The government does it for you?
I mean, when you think about it, it is a bit silly, isn't it?
It's super silly. And I don't remember, this is not my original idea. I heard this from some comedian sometime or somewhere on the internet. I forget. But they said it is really ridiculous when you think about it. That the government's like, you owe us money.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, okay, how much? And they're like, I don't know.
You figure it out. Your problem.
Also, it's a crime to get it wrong.
Yep.
If you figure it out and you're wrong, that's criminal.
It's a test from the government is what it is. They're giving you a test.
It's so stupid, man.
Also, like, they take enough taxes off already, and then you have to sometimes pay more. It's very confusing.
Why is that our responsibility?
Yeah. If you want it, you...
Tell me how much I owe,
then
I will pay that.
Mm-hmm. No.
Why do we have to go involve, like, a third party?
Yep.
And, like, you owe us money. Okay, how much? I don't know.
Yeah.
Good luck.
That's crazy.
What?
And then you get not a special assessment, but what happens when you do get it wrong? Like, we've had friends who've had this happen. It's an absolute nightmare, right? Because then they're like, okay, now give us all of the proof that this is in fact true. You better have every single receipt for the last year of your life lined up when you're audited.
Why is this my job?
Yeah.
You tell me how much I owe, and I'll give you that.
You say you owe that much? No, you don't.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Here's another Frig, Marry, Kill for you, Beckler.
Sure.
This is where we kind of use that template, but we do it for other things. Anyway, human character traits.
Oh.
This is a bit of a deep one.
This is a very deep one, Shauna.
So let me explain. I know. So which human personality trait do you think is the best? Which one do you feel is the worst? Or would like to kind of eliminate, be rid of, or we would have less of kind of deal. And which trait would you wish you had more of?
Holy crap.
There's a deep one.
That is a super heavy question.
And again, there is no right or wrong answer to this. And it could just be, you know, something that you think of off the top. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm just curious.
There are so many good answers to all three categories.
There is. That's why there's kind of no bad answers to this. But
the best human personality trait, I would say, would probably be something like selflessness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like people who are more concerned about others than themselves.
Agreed. I was going to say another one is resiliency.
Oh, that's a good one. That was maybe going to be my answer for what I wish I had more of.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, and but it is incredible, like what humans can go through and keep going.
Yep. And I mean, this is funny because you saw this firsthand with your wife who went through such a traumatic experience fairly recently. And she's like, I know she's not totally fine, but she kind of is, right? So
there were several times throughout that ordeal where I was like, how much more can a person take and keep going?
And I always find that with people who go through trauma in any way, what they can get through is insane, right?
Yeah, or people who find a way to survive extreme poverty or dangerous situations. Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah.
I wish I had more of that myself, but I haven't been tested like a lot of people have.
It's true. Yeah.
So,
yeah. And that's the thing, right? You don't really know until you get to that scenario.
Yeah.
And then it's always when you look back, I find too, you go, wow, we dealt with this. So, okay. What one would you want to eliminate? What human trait would you want to eliminate?
I mean, an easy answer is something like greed.
Yes.
Because that's probably at the root of a lot of our problems societally.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
And it is maybe the easy answer. But when you think about it, I think that greed is the root of most of our problems,
yeah,
if not all of them, right?
When you have people like hoarding wealth and stuff, and
yeah. Okay. So, and then you just, you already mentioned the one that you want more of. So,
and you,
more, well, I was going to say as a whole, it's funny, more openness to change is something that I think we as humanity need more of.
Okay. Okay.
I think that that's something that, but for me personally, I was thinking less, this sounds weird, but like less caring of what other people think. I don't know how you would determine that as a trait, because I find that so much of what I do, I'm so concerned about other people's perspective of it, even if it's not the best for me.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I mean, in a, some of that is good. Like people who say like, oh, I don't care what anyone thinks of me. It's like you have to a little bit, or you're not a functioning member of society, right?
For
if you're going to live around other people and stuff.
But your whole life shouldn't revolve around that.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
No, you can kind of drive yourself crazy with that.
Mm-hmm. So learning to do more of that and care a little less about that is one thing that
okay.
I'd love to have more of.
Yeah. Like that's such a deep question. Each of those could have a dozen good answers.
A million answers.
Yeah.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I've been going for lots of walks lately around the neighborhood through Fish Creek.
Big walk guy over there, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we like to do an after dinner walk. It just like helps us sleep better and walk off your supper. It feels so good.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed something everywhere I go lately, though.
What's that?
Bagged dog poop.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you and I are not dog owners, Shauna.
No.
But maybe someone can explain to me the logic behind going through the trouble of bagging the dog turd and then just leaving the bag there.
I think it's lack of garbage cans in some cases.
Okay.
Which is a problem, but again,
and they don't want to carry the poop around for the whole walk.
Which, yeah, it's like if there's no garbage can, then you kind of have to bring it with you. You can't just drop the bag.
And I don't even, if it's bagged, I don't even mind if like someone throws it in my bin.
Yeah,
as they walk past the house, that's not a big deal.
It's funny you mention this because I walked by the other day, but it looks like somebody had moved the garbage can and a bunch of stuff had fallen out of it, and it was just all bagged poop. That's all it was.
Well,
like
good.
There was just a whole bunch of bagged poop where I was like, okay.
At least people are using it.
Yes.
That's
true.
Good, because this is just on the ground.
Yeah.
And I've heard people say before that sometimes someone will leave it there and then pick it up on the way back. But that seems to be like, I don't know how many people are going for like out and back walks. Typically people like do some sort
kind of
a loop.
Yeah.
And like, there's just too much of it.
Yep.
To have just... Like,
there, I mean,
just,
everybody has dogs now, so yes, this is a thing.
Dog,
but I mean, again, I'm happy you're bagging it versus just leaving it, because that's not cool either.
Is it any better? Is bagging it and leaving it there any better than just leaving it there to decompose?
I think, well, it is if it's on like a pathway or something, because at least then you can move it off rather than step in it, right? But again, I both are not great.
It's not great.
No.
Like you've gone through the trouble of we've talked before about how you can't look cool bagging dog poop.
Not
we understand
yet,
that it's not a cool look, but it's a responsible thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But like to bag it and then just leave it there, it's like, hey, there it is.
Yeah.
Now you know it's there. Well,
it's
okay.
True.
just leave the poop in that case.
Yeah.
Just leave the poop.
Just leave it.
Just leave the poop.
Maybe just bag it and then put it in the garbage can. Okay. That's just the next step.
Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Here's a bit of a throwback Thursday for you, Beckler. Do you remember wet t-shirt contests?
I do. I think I only ever saw one, but I think I do remember them, yes.
It was a fairly common thing that you would hear and you'd see on posters, and it was, you know, like clubs and stuff would have wet t-shirt contests, and you'd be like, uh-huh.
Big late 90s thing. Big, like, Girls Gone Wild era thing. Hey?
Yeah, it was kind of like just... I think it kind of ended just before our prime of being into the clubs
or
bars
right.
and that kind of thing. But I remember, seeing and hearing about it. It was just a very normal thing. You'd have a wet t-shirt contest. Looking back, that was a different time, wasn't it?
Was it ever?
Wow. Like, you could not do that anymore.
What was the... Like I said, I only ever saw one.
Mm-hmm.
What was the contest aspect of it? Who could get the wettest t-shirt? Because they do have a saturation point.
Uh-huh.
So, like, how do you win?
That's basically, it was the voting of, basically the most, essentially.
Best
it was
sweater puppies?
I was going to say, right? Best U-boats on the girl. That's what it was really about. Okay. It had nothing to do with how wet your t-shirt actually got.
There was no skill involved.
You might as well just be measuring boobs, right? Like, that's really what you were doing there.
This is pretty crazy, Shauna. Mm-hmm. I went to high school with a couple girls who used to drive out to Alberta and win a wet t-shirt contest at a bar just to make some money and they were like 16 and 17.
Wow.
And they had fake IDs.
Okay.
And the bars nor the patrons had any idea that they were underage.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, lucrative on their part.
Pretty greasy.
How did they learn that they had a gift for the wet t-shirt? Did they just have giant?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you know.
Yeah. Okay. They have giant mommy bags and they're like, we got to do something with this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty greasy. And,
okay. Wow.
Pretty
that's good
greasy.
For them. I wonder what they're up to these days.
I think they're both moms.
Well, okay. There you go. So they're putting those things to good use then.
Yeah.
Good.
What they were meant.
Oh, man.
Is there anywhere that wet t-shirt contests happen these days?
This is what I was wondering. Like, I think they still do happen, like, during spring break in Palm Springs or Port of Vallarta, Mexico. I'm pretty sure they're still getting away with doing the wet t-shirt contest, right?
What a throwback.
Just, I'm curious. Now I want to go see one. Can we host one here, you think?
At the station?
At one of the radio stations I used to work at, they did have their own wet t-shirt contest, so...
What would happen? Like, how much pushback would we get?
I'm curious now. What if, if it was a liberating thing?
Is it, though?
I mean, I don't know. You could...
If you did it, start it up. Kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I don't know if you can. Kind of like as a blast from the past type thing.
I could host it.
Sure.
I'll join in if you need me to. Why not? Let's make this a happen.
Who's got the wettest t-shirt?
Let's bring back the wet t-shirt contest.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
If we did have a wet t-shirt contest here.
I want to now. I'm seriously thinking about this really hard.
It would just be so ridiculous by today's standards that people would understand that it's tongue-in-cheek, that it's like...
Beckler, I don't think we'd get any pushback because it would be open to everybody. I want everybody. I want all bodies are beautiful. Everybody should join in on the wet t-shirt contest.
Okay. Yeah, then you'd be fine. If you're just doing hot chicks, then you're going to get in trouble probably, right?
But yeah, if we're really just trying to, show some whammies, then that's one thing. But no, this would just be a way to have some fun and have a wet t-shirt contest.
Everybody.
Yeah.
All bodies, all genders, big fellas, get them all in there.
Big fellas, little fellas. Yeah, everyone.
Other idea I had is a dry t-shirt contest where you get a dry t-shirt and then you and I with Super Soakers try to wet that t-shirt. Driest t-shirt at the end wins.
Yep, that's a good one too. It's basically like tag, right?
It's like tag. We'll weigh the t-shirts before and after to see who's took on the most water and whoever has taken on the least is the winner of our dry t-shirt contest.
We could just have all the t-shirt contests. Let's just have a t-shirt contest day, you know?
We could make it sexy too.
Dry, wet, oh yeah.
It'd be a sexy dry t-shirt contest. Someone messaged and said that the way that you used to, they obviously have some experience with these wet t-shirt contests. They wouldn't say how, but they said that the way that you win was that the phrase was skin to win. So you had to show a bit of skin,
right,
in order to win the contest.
Again, that's a PC way of saying, did you have the biggest tatas?
Yeah, or if you're willing to peel a little bit.
Yeah.
My God, what a different time, hey?
I know.
Well, if we decide to do our wet t-shirt contest or dry t-shirt contest, maybe we'll bring sponsors on board. Start looking for sponsors now.
Yep.
Wonder if Shane Holmes would be interested.
Shane Holmes, he interested?
Wouldn't blame him if they weren't.
T-shirt contest? Let's go.
They are the sponsor of this podcast, and they offer affordable customization. I saw a house on one of the renovation pages that I follow where somebody had put like a full spa in their basement. They had like aromatherapy, a steam room, a shower, and all that in the basement. And
that
I was
would
like,
be amazing.
I can't think of anything I'd like more in my house.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
If I were building a house, I would talk to Shane Holmes and I'd say, look, like, this is my budget and I need a spa in the basement.
You know what I want? A hot tub in my living room. Can we make that happen?
I'm sure you could.
I mean, that would be quite an expensive adventure, I understand. But can you imagine having like a hot tub in... that you can just sit in, like, relax while you're
amazing. If you shore up the joists in your floor, I'm sure you could do it. The only thing is, hot tub in the house does have a smell.
Right.
You smell very strongly of chlorine then, right?
As I said that, I was like, you know what? No, just an outdoor TV with your hot tub would be the way to do it.
Yeah, that's probably the simpler way to do it.
Oh, yeah. But
that would be fantastic.
Now I want to be in a hot tub.
Sporting events in your hot tub.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's living. Mm-hmm. That's living right there. Learn more about them at ShaneHolmes.com. Shane Holmes.
The better way to build.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I meant to bring this up to you about a week ago, Shauna, but I think like you were away and I kind of got pushed to the back of my notes. But there was a poll that Angus Reid released showing 60% of Canadians believe there is an afterlife.
Wow.
And I guess those numbers have stayed pretty steady since the 1960s in Canada. There hasn't been a whole lot of up or down to those numbers.
Hmm.
You know, about two-thirds of us. No, it's not two-thirds. It's not two-thirds. It's three-fifths.
Yep.
Three-fifths of us.
Math is not a strong suit. No. That's fine. I understand what you're getting at here.
About
yeah.
three-fifths of us believe that you go somewhere 60%. When you die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, I mean, that's very high amongst religious people and very low amongst people who describe themselves as non-religious. Where do you think, what region of Canada do you think is the least likely to believe in an afterlife?
Here?
Well, that kind of would have been my guess, too.
That's tough, actually. Here?
Surprisingly, it's Quebec.
Oh, interesting. And,
Quebec has a long religious history, so that surprised me.
Yeah.
And then Atlantic Canada and BC after that.
Interesting.
So I don't actually know. I don't see the full data here. I don't know where we fit on that. One interesting thing this poll has found over the years is that at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, the belief in an afterlife amongst Canadians dropped to its lowest point ever and has since recovered from there. It was down to about 51% from 60%.
Wow.
So it's almost like the pandemic hit and a bunch of people were just like, there's no God.
Yeah.
There's no God and nothing happens when you die.
Well, that's it, right? Yeah. People lost their faith.
Yeah.
Actually. Wow.
Which is pretty stark.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you fall, Shauna? It's a very personal question, but where do you consider yourself among the 60% who believe there is an afterlife or the 40% who don't?
I don't think there's an afterlife, although I do feel like there's potentially some sort of energy beyond just us and what we see, but I don't know how that pertains to an afterlife. I'm not somebody who's like, no, I'm definitely going to be going to either hell or heaven after this. Yeah, I'm kind of weird. I don't know. What to think.
It's a pretty complex topic to sum up any yes or no answer.
Yeah.
Because I think people's thoughts on it would be complex as well.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I don't know. I hope there is, but yes. I live my life as if there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are religious people who make decisions thinking, well, you know, I'll be rewarded in the afterlife, in heaven or whatever.
Right.
And I don't think like that.
So you just commit all your sins and you're not afraid that you're going to have to deal with the repercussions later. That's fine.
That's one way to look at it. Yeah. I think I basically just think like,
I won't be punished for this. Let's go.
You should do your best in the here and now and not be, you know, waiting for something, some sort of like heavenly reward afterwards.
I agree with that. I live my life that way for sure as well.
Yeah.
I commit my sins too. I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
Sure. As long as you're not hurting anybody, right?
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I turned on the television yesterday and Judge Judy was on and I just like happened to click and then walk away. And then I heard Judge Judy's voice and I was just like, would that be the angriest voice in the world? Would Judge Judy's voice, I can't think of any voice that would be more angry than Judge Judy's.
All I know is I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of a Judge Judy tongue lashing.
Hell.
That wouldn't feel good.
I recorded. This is exactly what I heard when I turned on the TV, just so you can get an idea. And I actually cringed.
What are you laughing for, you fool? What are you laughing for?
You
look like a fool.
I
want to tell you something. You look like a fool. Do you want to see her injuries? You look like a fool.
I don't know if it's her New York accent mixed with the way she speaks. There's just a combination of things that happens when Judge Judy speaks that I'm like, I don't think it gets more angry than that.
She's also such a no BS lady. Hey?
Yeah.
Like, it's all that combined.
And I don't think she smiles. Like and if she does, it's an evil smile. Like everything about her is just, I don't know if there's a more, I can't think of an angrier person.
You know who else is great? When the Simpsons were kind of almost poking fun at Judge Judy, they came up with their own character called Judge Constance Harm. And she was voiced by Jane Kaczmarek,
okay,
the mom from Malcolm in the Middle. And she has got the same...
That quilt was made by my grandmother!
So, it cost you nothing.
Shut up!
Okay.
You two are not only horrible parents, you're violent criminals.
That's a good one too, isn't
that
it?
That is a good one too. I still think Judge Judy beats it, though. There's just something about her that I don't know what it is. Yeah, if you were on the receiving end of that, I think you'd cower. Like, you would not be able to withstand it, I don't think.
What if Judge Judy was your mom?
Oh, my God. Does she have children?
And you messed up.
Who? Nope.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I got a message from a friend of the show. Maybe I'll leave him anonymous for this. He wanted to nominate this fellow as a Terry of the Month.
Okay.
So up near Crossfield, I guess he had to call and get a quote about getting some scrap hauled away. So he called this company called Terry's Scrap Hauling.
Oh, yeah. That sounds promising.
And he said this fellow was a Terry.
Oh,
big good. Terry.
Good, good.
Big Terry.
Yep.
The funniest part of this to me, though, is he sent me a screenshot of the Google review here for Terry's Scrap Hauling.
Okay.
Only one person has reviewed it.
Mm-hmm.
With one star.
Okay.
And the review comes from a user named Matt Balzania.
So another Terry
problem. And the review is, okay. Get bent, Terry. That's all it says.
I love everything about that.
So that's obviously one of Terry's buddies frigging with him.
Yep.
Like these two have hit. They know
this
each other personally.
This is great. Yep.
Gave him a one-star review and said, get bent, Terry. That's his review.
Now, did this person say that they used the service? Sorry.
No, they didn't.
Would have. Oh, I want to. Maybe I... Can we reach it? I'm going to see. Let's just try.
Like, that's not fair. That's this dude's business. That's don't hit him so with the one-star review.
But that's what Terry does, you know? Yeah. It's fine.
With
it's
a
fine.
Fake Google review username, Matt Balzania.
Oh, that's really good. That is, everything about that is great. Those are it two is. Terrys.
Two
Those
Terrys.
Are two Terry nominations in one go.
Both Terry of the Month nominees for April.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I realized on the weekend, Beckler, that I think it might be a good thing that I don't have children. I was with my niece and nephew, and I love them to death. But at one point, I was chasing after my niece, and she was not listening. And she was running out into almost the road, and I was running after her, and I was trying to tell her to stop. And she thought it was hilarious, of course, as kids do. And after about 10 minutes of this rigmarole that was going on, and then I kind of grabbed her, and then she was fine, and then she did it again. And at one point, I had an urge to grab her firmly and be like, you can't do that. And talk to her very sternly and like grab her with a bit of force. And I was like, you can't do that. So of course I didn't, but I had an urge to at one point. And I was like, that's not a good urge to have.
Did you feel like hitting her?
I kind of was like, this is where spanking would come into effect way back when, right? Like this is why parents used to do that, I guess. Hey,
that is what our parents used to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'd just give you a whack.
They'd give you a little smackaroo, and that is not a thing that...
It's you can't really give your kids whack anymore like that.
Is that an urge that parents do have? Okay. So it's
That's
not,
all parenting is. It's just like a... It's one long battle against like, okay, don't lose your cool here.
Okay.
Like, stay.
Okay, so it's not... Because I actually, like, after... I was like, that's it. I can't even have that thought. Like, why would I think to... God. Like, I was just like, I'm glad I don't have kids, because... Yeah. How else do you, when you're trying, trying to reason with a three-year-old, right? And you can't.
You can't reason with them at that age.
No. And then what do you do?
I mean, parents will learn little tricks and stuff to get their kids' attention. Mm-hmm. But no, it is. And you got to think that's after like 10 minutes.
I know.
With the kid freaking out. What if you've been with them for a week, and they've been that for a week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's
like it was day four, I suppose, but it doesn't matter. It was only 4 days, right? And it's not my kids.
I don't know. I can't speak for other parents, but I know like I have lost my cool, and then you just feel terrible after.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, well, I'm not ever going to do that again because I feel like a piece of crap now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing tests you, you know? And it's.
Man, it is.
It's this constant battle of just like, okay, you're the adult here. Like you can handle this. But sometimes,
but like you can't even, look at a kid the wrong way now or somebody is going to be upset, especially in public. So I was just like, as a parent, what do you do? I guess, as you said, there are tricks and things you can do that do not involve, touching them at all, I guess. But, it's a battle.
And sometimes you'll see a parent like out in public who is clearly not in control. The inmates are running the prison at that point and the parent is trying to be soft about it.
The monkeys have escaped from the zoo and you got nothing left.
And I was like, man, do you step in as a bystander?
Oh, man.
It's like, do you want me to discipline your kids? Because you're clearly not having a good go of it here.
There's a riot happening. It's a riot.
There's been times where I was like, man, I wish someone would step in here.
The kids have now locked you in the prison cell.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast. Etymology with Shauna.
I've got a couple for you, if I could.
Sure.
So first of all, I said the word grudge yesterday, and I was like, grudge is kind of a weird word, isn't it? Like grudge? Where does that come from?
Yeah.
So it comes from the 1200s, real old word, but originally it was begrudgen, which just meant to grumble over or show dissatisfaction. So that was how we used to see something that you didn't like, right? Or something that you were holding a grudge. It was, if you're grumbling about it, it means that you really didn't like something.
You were begrudging towards it?
You were begrudging. And that's where we get begrudge from as well, obviously, same root.
You can see how you can make the jump between the two meanings of those words.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Grouchy comes from the same root.
Oh, okay.
From grumbling. So lots of people did not like, if you grumbled back way back when, that was not seen as a good thing. If you're grumbling about something, that was not good.
Grudge, grumble, grouchy, all connected.
Yeah. There was also a term that we no longer use in the 13th century, which was grutchled, which meant a woman who complains.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. So,
we had a specific term for women complain.
Yeah, the grutchild. That's what that was. So there you go. All of that came from the same thing, which makes sense. And then Danielle was asking why we call them jigsaw puzzles. And I thought of that and I was like, okay, I actually don't know the answer to that.
Well, a jigsaw is a tool.
Yeah.
And it's meant for making like fine curved cuts and stuff.
And that's what I never pieced that together. But of course, we still
pieced
use that
it together.
Bad joke. But yeah, that was it. Because of course, back when puzzles first became a thing, they were made out of paintings that were on pieces of wood.
And then someone would take a jigsaw
and
to it.
And you'd take a jigsaw and you'd cut it. So that's why they were called jigsaw puzzles. And we've just kind of stuck around with that, even though we don't really use them that way anymore. But
no.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I never thought about that. But I was like, thank you, Danielle. That makes perfect sense.
You have to be fairly precise with your cuts, I think, to make a puzzle that worked well.
You sure would. I guess there's, you know, some of those kids' puzzles.
Yeah.
The really simple ones that are made of wood still.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of piece those together.
Yeah, like the very, very basic ones.
Very basic ones. So those are still made of wood, but most other puzzles are not. That would be quite heavy to carry around.
Are you a puzzle person, Shauna?
I'm not a puzzle person.
I'm not either. I mean, McKenna and I were in a toy store with the kids the other day, and there was a whole wall of like cool puzzles. And I was like, are you into puzzles at all? And she's like, no.
No.
I was like, oh.
My sister is. In fact, I was over the weekend, she had a 1,000-piece puzzle that she was working on. And she has the thing that you bring it on so that you can actually like carry it and transport it with you. And
really?
Yeah. There's different things that you can get so that you can continue to puzzle.
Yeah. Someone once asked if I'd make them a puzzle table, like where you could like slide out and slide back in so they could work on it without having the puzzle mess everywhere.
No.
I also used to jam with a dude. I played music with a dude. And he and his girlfriend at the time, he said they would take ketamine and they would do a puzzle for like 10 hours without talking to each other.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They would just do drugs and do puzzles and not say anything.
I've heard that from a lot of people who...
Well, you got a day lined up there, don't
that's
you, man?
Seriously. Well, when I know some people who, when your emotional battery or, sorry, your, you know, social battery goes down, my friends will be like, I just need to go home and just do a puzzle for a while.
I could see it being very calming. I mean, puzzles, I think, had a little moment during the pandemic there, didn't they?
Oh, they sure did, yeah. Also, my sister was working on it and... she saran wrapped the puzzle because she still wanted to continue working it. So when we left and we had to hop in the car, she was going to attach it to the roof to try and bring her puzzle back home. I was like, that is some puzzle devotion
that
right
is
there.
Some serious
I don't think
there.
It worked out too well.
Etymology with Shauna. The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Well, with this crappy weather rolling through over the next few days, you know, I mentioned yesterday on the show, it doesn't hurt as bad as it normally does. Like when you get hammered with snow at this time of year, because the winter was so mild.
It's true.
I don't feel like as done with winter as I normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And the precipitation is welcome.
Yes.
We talked about.
We need it.
But this, I mean, still getting a sniff of spring like we did and then getting smacked in the face with winter again is always a bit disheartening.
Yes.
Whether it's expected or not. Do you think we could do a what are you grateful for, Shauna?
Yeah.
To lift the spirits?
Let's lift the spirits up.
What are you grateful for?
This is a strange one. I don't think I've used before, but I'm grateful for you.
Oh.
Because we sit together and across from each other every morning like this for several hours. And we spend more time together than, to be honest, I do with anyone else. Like my family, I don't see very often. And we have a great relationship. You know what I mean? Whereas there's other people in this industry that try and do shows together who you hear about who don't like each other. I was talking recently to somebody who tried to do a radio show with somebody that truly they didn't get along. And I was like, that sounds like an absolute nightmare.
Well, there are some big egos in this business, right?
There is,
and I think we're lucky that you and I aren't really like that.
Totally. So it's nice that we have this. Yeah, it's fun. It's super fun to come into work and talk about farts and some serious things together and be actually get along. So
I'm cool. Not great with feelings,
no.
So I don't know how to respond to this.
No,
Sean.
No, I know.
We're both
like this. Huh. Don't say nice things. We're much better not. We're much better making fun of each other.
Do you remember when we did a compliment round?
Yeah, that was the most awkward thing we've ever done. Yeah,
just say nice things about each other. Yeah. I have heard of shows though where the hosts won't speak to each other when the mics are off.
Yeah,
because they don't get along.
I know.
So it's all a farce.
Can you imagine that? Like, I can't.
Stressful working environment.
That would be an awful thing. Yes, every day to have to do that. I don't know how people do that, but anyway. We don't have to.
That's so nice. My what are you grateful for seems stupid by comparison.
No,
but,
no.
I'm grateful for our ensuite bathroom.
Oh, that's huge.
Our last house didn't have an ensuite.
Mm-hmm.
And then like there's just one bathroom for everybody, whether you have company over or people staying.
Yeah.
Everyone's showering and crapping in that same bathroom and you gotta brush your teeth, but someone's in there and like.
Yeah.
So to have like your own little sanctuary.
That's huge.
Is so nice.
Also, I just looked up on the screen over here and we have these screens that jump because we have cameras in the studio now. So when you talk, it flips to you. So when you were talking there, it really, really enhanced how close your eyes are together. So
thank you. Thank you. It got a little too feelings in here
I
for
know.
A second. So thanks for bringing
it. You still look like a baboon. It's good.
You've been listening to the Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's Alternative, X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have Beckler and Shauna download it daily to whatever device you use. Later.